Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Big Magic, Creative Living. Beyond Fear by Elizabeth Gilbert is a motivational guide for anyone who wants to live more creatively, whether that means making art, starting projects, or bringing fresh energy to everyday life. Building on her public talks and well-known essays about creativity, Gilbert argues that inspiration is available to ordinary people when they choose curiosity over fear and show up consistently. The book blends personal anecdotes, observations from her writing career, and practical mindset shifts that reduce perfectionism and self-sabotage. Rather than treating creativity as a rare gift, it frames it as a relationship. You work, you listen, you experiment, and you accept uncertainty. Gilbert addresses common blocks such as self-doubt, comparison, and the pressure to monetize every passion, while encouraging readers to pursue meaningful work with playfulness and resilience. The result is an accessible, upbeat roadmap for building a creative life that feels freer, more personal, and less constrained by fear. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, creativity as a way of living, not a special talent, a central idea in Big Magic, is that creativity is not reserved for a chosen few, but is a natural human capacity that can be practiced. Gilbert treats creative living as an orientation to the world, paying attention, being willing to try, and allowing yourself to make things without needing external permission. This reframing lowers the stakes for beginners who feel they must prove they are real artists before they start. It also helps experienced creators reconnect with the simple impulse to make rather than chasing status or validation. The book encourages readers to define creativity broadly, including writing, painting, cooking, building, entrepreneurship, or any pursuit driven by curiosity and imagination. By separating creative identity from professional success, it makes room for private work, hobbies, and experiments that still matter. This outlook supports a sustainable creative life because it focuses on process over outcome. You do not need to be exceptional to participate. You need willingness, attention, and the decision to keep showing up, even when the results are imperfect or the path feels unclear. Secondly, fear as a passenger. Moving forward without waiting for confidence, Gilbert highlights fear as a universal companion in creative work, but argues it does not have to be the decision maker. Instead of promising fear will disappear, the book offers a practical stance: acknowledge fear, expect it to speak up, and still take the next step. This approach is valuable because many people delay creating until they feel ready, qualified, or confident, which can become a lifelong postponement. The book distinguishes between fear and legitimate caution, suggesting that fear often uses predictable tactics such as perfectionism, procrastination, and comparison. By naming these patterns, readers can recognize when fear is protecting ego rather than safety. The underlying message is empowering. Courage is not an absence of fear, but a commitment to act in its presence. This helps artists and non-artists alike, from someone drafting a novel to someone proposing a new idea at work. When you stop negotiating with fear and start working alongside it, creative momentum becomes more dependable than mood or inspiration. Thirdly, ideas, inspiration, and the practice of showing up. The book explores inspiration as something you can cultivate through attention and consistent effort. Rather than treating ideas as scarce or mystical, Gilbert suggests they are abundant and that what matters most is your willingness to collaborate with them through disciplined follow-through. This reduces the pressure of waiting for a perfect concept and shifts focus to the craft of executing what you already have. The emphasis on showing up supports a steady creative practice, small sessions, regular habits, and an openness to experimentation. Readers are encouraged to treat creative work as a long game, where progress comes from repeated attempts rather than sudden breakthroughs. The book also normalizes the reality that not every idea will become a masterpiece, and that is not a reason to quit. By valuing curiosity and persistence, it invites readers to rebuild trust in their own ability to learn and improve. In practical terms, this means capturing ideas quickly, setting manageable goals, and creating an environment where making is routine rather than rare. Fourthly, permission, authenticity, and letting go of external validation. Gilbert addresses a common obstacle: the belief that you need approval, credentials, or the right audience before you are allowed to create. Big Magic pushes back against this by encouraging readers to grant themselves permission. This does not mean ignoring feedback or standards, but refusing to outsource your creative authority to gatekeepers, trends, or social media metrics. The book also discusses authenticity as a lived practice rather than a brand. Instead of trying to predict what will be popular, it encourages making work that feels sincere to your interests and values. This is especially helpful for people who are stuck in comparison, constantly measuring their work against others and feeling behind. By loosening the grip of external validation, you can take healthier risks, share work more freely, and recover faster from rejection. The book suggests that creative freedom grows when you stop demanding that every project justify your worth. When you create because you are compelled and curious, you become more resilient and more likely to develop a distinctive voice over time. Lastly, joy, play, and sustainable creative work without burnout, a defining theme of Big Magic, is that creativity thrives when it includes joy and play. Gilbert challenges the romantic idea that art must come from suffering, and instead highlights lightness, curiosity, and experimentation as legitimate engines of serious work. This matters because many creators burn out from over-identifying with outcomes, attaching their self-esteem to success, or forcing every passion to become a career. The book encourages a healthier relationship with ambition by separating financial necessity from creative desire. For some readers, that means keeping a stable job while making art on the side. For others, it means redefining success as consistency and personal meaning rather than recognition. This approach protects the creative spirit from the pressure to constantly perform. It also supports longevity. You can keep creating for decades if the process is rewarding in itself. By inviting readers to flirt with projects, try new mediums, and treat mistakes as part of the game, the book offers a mindset that makes creativity feel less like a test and more like a vital, repeatable source of energy. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel called to create, but keep getting stuck in hesitation, perfectionism, or the belief that they are not talented enough. It also suits experienced creators who have lost momentum and want a simpler, kinder way to return to their work. Big Magic can benefit daily life because it reframes creativity as a practical habit built on curiosity and courage, not on rare inspiration or constant confidence. That shift can improve not only artistic output, but also decision-making, self-trust, and willingness to take healthy risks in work and relationships. The book is worth buying compared to similar creativity guides because it blends encouraging mindset coaching with relatable storytelling, making the ideas easy to remember and apply. It does not demand a rigid system or a single definition of success. Instead, it offers flexible principles: keep fear from driving, show up regularly, stop seeking permission, and protect joy. If you want a creative life that feels more free, more playful, and more sustainable, this book provides an accessible framework you can return to whenever fear starts running the show. If you would like to support Elizabeth Gilbert, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.